USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Afghanistan, the U.S. Embassy there is urging Americans to leave as soon as possible now that the Taliban has taken control of the city of Kandahar. They predict the city of Kabul will be next. State Department spokesman Ned Price.
We are always evaluating the situation on the ground. We are planning for all contingencies. This was a contingency, in fact, that we had planned for.
3,000 U.S. troops are heading back to Afghanistan to help Americans and allies get out of the city and to secure their airport. Tropical Depression Fred is expected to gain strength back to a tropical storm by Saturday. The National Hurricane Center said there's only a slight chance it could make it to a Category 1 hurricane. They said they expect the storm to move onto the Florida Panhandle by Sunday night. The biggest impacts are expected to be flooding and poor beach conditions. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Next week, the Bureau of Reclamation is expected to limit state's water from the Colorado River. USA's Lance Pry reports.
Drought and high demand are expected to force the first-ever mandatory cuts to water supply that 40 million people across the Colorado River depend on. The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation's project next week will spare cities and tribes, but hit Arizona farmers hard. Pinal County, Arizona's top producer of cotton, barley, and livestock, says they will be hit very hard. Arizona is expected to lose 512,000 acre-feet of water. Nevada will lose 21,000 acre-feet, and Mexico will lose 80,000 acre-feet of water. An acre-foot is enough water to supply 1 to 2 households for a year. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Britney Spears' father said in a court filing that he's planning to step down from the conservatorship that has controlled her life. Jamie Spears filed the legal documents. He said he'll step down after some lingering issues are resolved. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Federal authorities have charged a self-proclaimed follower of the QAnon conspiracy theory with murder for the brutal deaths of his two young children in Mexico. Prosecutors charged Matthew Taylor Coleman of Santa Barbara with foreign murder of U.S. nationals for killing his 2-year-old son and 10-month-old daughter. According to the criminal complaint, he stabbed them in the chest with a spear fishing gun in Rosarito, Baja California. He told the FBI that he killed his young children because they were going to grow into monsters. He told the FBI he was a believer of QAnon and was receiving visions that revealed his wife possessed serpent DNA and had passed it on to their children. Coleman's wife initially contacted the authorities on Saturday, saying the family was planning to go on a fishing trip, but instead her husband left in their Mercedes with their two children. The next day, she used the Find My iPhone application on her smartphone and contacted the FBI, saying they were in Rosarito. A police officer in Rosarito had found the bodies of the two children lying in a ditch. Coleman was arrested as he tried to re-enter the United States. The FBI asked him if he knew what he did was wrong. He stated that he knew it was wrong, but it was the only course of action that would save the world. QAnon conspiracy believers think the world is controlled by a group of pedophiles and that former President Donald Trump will bring them to justice. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.